All right. Time to play Final Fantasy III, the Pixel Remaster version. I'm famously not a fan of Final Fantasy III. Even less a fan of three than four, which I'm also not really a fan of four. And I've really been enjoying these. I got platinum on one and two of the Pixel remasters, so we're just going to configure a few things. Classic font, arranged music. All this is fine. Alright, and we're gonna do a new game, and we have to have some names for the characters. Alright, well, looking just at one of the. So actually, I'm looking at the pass along Discord, but, so the first name I see is Pete. Yes. The next name I see is Skelly. Whoop. How do I backspace? Square. ELLY. I like how there's an extra confirmation after I've typed in, "Oh, you really sure you want to use this?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I know. I want to do it." Next name I see is Kai? Well, Kai's above Pete, actually, in the chat. If we want to be fair, I think Mike. I'm sorry, Kai, but Mike. I didn't realize that Pete's name is like in the middle of the frame. So going down, it's Pete, Skelly, Pete, Mike, Pete, and then Bill. So Bill would be our last character here. So we have Pete, Skelly, Mike, and Bill. These are our four heroes. Into the silence, one of the Gulgans prophesied, "The great earthquake was only the beginning. The tremors tore the land asunder. The crystal sources of the world's light were swallowed into the depths as monsters emerged from the chasms, consuming all. Yet, that was nothing compared to the catastrophe to come." Okay, first I wasn't reading fast enough, then I read it. "Sometimes fathomless, ominous, and laden with sorrow looms on the horizon." Oh, something fathomless, ominous, and laden with human. Something, 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 but hope isn't lost completely. Four souls will be blessed with the power of light, and so it shall begin. These text overlay things are a little bit awkward. Just give me a text scroll. Four orphaned youths raised by Topapa in the rural village of were out to test their mettle. They came across a cave, one of the very same that formed when the crystals were lost to the earth. What started as a simple game of exploration became so much more. And then we drop out of the sky. And we've like landed inside the tunnel. Ouch. Looks like we fell through a sinkhole. Now what do we do? Are you sure this is a good idea? Maybe we can climb out. You wanted to go exploring. Don't be such a scaredy cat. Hey, quit squabbling, you two. We need to find a way out of here. There are no names put on any of that text. I guess we just have to assume, like, the text was even all the same color. Goblins. Oh my gosh. All right, we're going to. Wow. Wow, they're really going for the rock and roll. Okay. Just auto battle. I'm sure we can. Oh yeah, the goblins are doing one damage, and we have 32 hit points, so I think we're fine. Oh yeah, goblins defeated. What were those monsters doing here? We're in way over our heads. Let's get out as fast as possible. Okay, now we're going to nope. Triangle? Here we go. Configuration. So there's some configurations that can happen at the system level, so to speak, like before you pick a save file. And then there's other configurations that happen re-equip optimal profile. So graphic display, we're gonna go classic graphic display. It just adds a little bit of a scanline darkening to every other pixel line. Boosts, encounters are on, EXP 4x, gil 4x. We don't wanna have to deal with too many encounters, so. So I'm noticing here, we have per spell level MP, 1 through 8. We also have a job level and a character level. And then it says, like, our current jobs are Onion Knight. I remember that Onion Knights have, like, goofily, they have really bad stats until the last 10 levels, and then their stats skyrocket so that you have maximum stats at level 99 of Onion Knight. Huh? What is it? There's something strange about that rock. Well, now that you mention it. Oh! The rock has an exclamation mark! Like it's an elemental or something. Oh, no. It's a switch. Alright, so we've lowered or removed an earth wall that would have blocked our way out. Bum bum. Up up. Ba 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 ba. Okay, so Pete, Scully, Mike, and Bill all leveled up. Everyone's gonna level up the same time. Unless someone dies, then our experience will be synchronized. So this is the Altair Cave B2. Get an Antarctic wind from that treasure chest. Over here we have another treasure. Oh! Carbuncle, Blue Wisp, and Eye Fang. Ba 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 ba. So, Bill's job level has increased to 2. Okay. Again, I'm not 100% sure on what. So our character level, Oh, that's interesting. So everyone has character level 3, but Bill has job level 2 and everyone else has job level 1. So I don't exactly, status, Bill. So Bill's job level, it says EXP 55, next level in 50, job level 2. And then Pete says EXP 55, next job level in 50, job level 1. Everyone has the same numbers except Bill is plus 1 level. So maybe sometimes you can just get a bonus job level, like randomly. It's a potion. Okay, so in Altair Cave, so in this version, you can see how many chests and items are in each area, and we have to go for 100% chests and items to get all the achievements. There's like a 100% chest achievement. And we're gonna go for all the achievements. These games are silly easy. Well, the Pixel Remaster versions, because we have 4x experience and stuff. Look, it's a spring! Yeah, but why is it such an odd color? And then we split up to talk to each other. Let's take a sip. I'm not too sure about this. Alright, we're gonna grab this treasure chest with an Antarctic wind. The party drinks from the wellspring. Wow, I feel revitalized! HP and MP restored. KO'd allies revived. Okay, so this is a heal point. Everyone's hit points have gone up to... Oh, interestingly, we do not have identical hit points. Some people have 46. Skelly has 47. Mike and Pete have 46. Bill has 45. So there's an element of randomization. I guess we'll have to look into how the fighting stuff works. I've been told that you want to have not all the same job. And I mean, I believe it. Okay, we go up through a door. This is the Wind Crystal Room. Ah! Some spooky ghosts go after us. What is going on? A malicious force attacks the party. They look like well, like Ghastly, but then it turns out they're a land turtle. The four Ghastlies have turned into a land turtle that we're fighting now. They're little daggers. The land turtle isn't doing much. Oh wait, no, he hits us for 10 hit points each. Which means if he hits the same person 5 times, he'll knock someone out. Alright, down with land turtle. Pete, Skelly, and Bill all got a job level increase to 3? Did Mike have a job level increase to 3 that I didn't notice? I don't think I'm going to always read all the level ups because you get level ups kind of often, but let's just have a look. Nope, Mike is still job level 2. Okay. So, again, character level 4, job levels 3 and 2, next level in 25 points. Alright, so there's a wind crystal. Let's talk to it. The crystal shines brightly. You four have been chosen. Whoa, the crystal is talking! I give unto you the last of my light, and with it the last hope of a fading world. As things stand, light will soon disappear, and the balance of the world will be destroyed. Accept the light into your hearts, and the crystals will grant you unimaginable strength. You have been chosen to be the bearers of our final chance at hope. You cannot allow light to fade from the world. The party is enveloped in a bright light. Okay. Within the light, the will of the crystal surged through them. They decided to accept their destiny. Yeah, the font here is white with a black shadow on a mostly white screen. It doesn't look so good. Maybe they should have thought about that. And so began a journey to dispel the darkness and return light to the world. The young heroes received the crystal's power. Swoosh, and we got like a sparkly aura. And within it, the world's last light of hope. Warrior, monk, white mage, black mage, and red mage. Jobs now available. Step upon the magic sigil to be transported to the surface. Embrace your destiny, warriors of light. Now, hold on a second. Hold on, we're gonna turn encounters off for a second because we only have 7 out of 14 treasure chests. Okay, this floor looks to be totally picked clean. Let's go back another floor. Maybe I missed something. Nope, I guess we can't get all the treasure chests right now. I mean, that does happen. Sometimes you go out, you come back later. To go back to the wind crystal. Actually, wait, let's check our jobs. So Pete, how about we'll just do one of each, right? So Pete, be a warrior. What is happening? Okay, Skelly, be a monk. And then, Mike, you're a white mage now. And, Bill, you're a black mage now. With 2 knives! I forgot that these early games let you just dual wield like crazy. Okay, so our equipment set is Pete with a knife, Skelly with nothing, Mike with nothing, and Bill with 2 knives! Black Mage Bill. 2 Knife Bill, they call him. Alright, we leave through the telewarp. Alright, we're on the surface of the world. In Ur, let's talk to some people. Why isn't you four rascals? Where are you running off to? What's that? Saving the world? Aren't you getting a little bold for make-believe? All right, well, how much money do we got? 3,066. That's got to be worth a few weapons and armor. What can I do for you? So we can... How many would you like? I'll give you disc gold if you buy them both. So if we buy four, we get a discount on Poisanas. But they're only 100 each, so we'll just buy one. And then we go to items, use the Poisana on Mike to teach Mike a spell. Okay. Magic. Okay, so now Mike has Poisana on his first level list. And he's got 0 out of 7 MP. I wonder how that works when we have multiple classes and stuff. Okay, let's go to the armor shop. We can get leather armor for everybody. Well, heck yeah, we're gonna do that. Okay, we're gonna get 2 bronze bracers for the mages, and then leather armor, 4 sets of leather armor. And then go outside, go to the weapon shop. We got daggers, long swords, a nunchaku. All right, we'll get a nunchaku. Bows and arrows, a staff for the white mage, a long sword. I guess the black mage isn't... So the black mage can get a dagger, which is better than a knife, I guess. But he's not going to have to... He's not going to have a shield. Which means, Bill, we're going to give you 2 daggers. All right, let's go to our equipments. Pete, optimal. No, we don't want longsword dagger. We want longsword leather shield. Optimal. Should we... Can we do double nunchaku? I mean, we got enough money, we can try things out. Yeah, the game says double nunchaku is the best, so we're gonna do that. Double daggers, longsword, leather shield. We could do 2 longswords? Should we just never buy shields and you do 2 longswords? Yeah, we'll do 2 longswords. I mean, if the game's gonna let us do it. Oh, yeah. Okay, and what do we have over here? This guy says, when the great earthquake hit, the crystal altar sank deep underground. Oh, this world is destined for ruin. This guy says, you should never leave home without a spell of cure. I saw one in the shed disappear deeper in the thicket. Careful, though, there are monsters along the path. Okay, so we're going to... Okay, first of all, actually, there's a lady. So there's 2 paths kind of into the back area of the village, and there's a lady over here. So let's talk to this NPC. It's always important, I'm sure. I'm picking flowers. Okay. It's a girl picking flowers. That was, in fact, very important. Big spoilers. Aerith is going to be several games from now. Oh my, you're a tenacious bunch to find me in here. Tell you what, I'll give you my secret potion stash. Just check the well. So there's an old woman in a well, or next to a well. We got 3 potions. Which is, oh, we got 3 out of 8. And then we're at 0 out of 6 items. What is this minigame nonsense of finding all these items or whatever? Do we just tap X everywhere until we find an item? Oh, we found a potion. So, square, triangle. Yeah, we're at 1 out of 6 on the hidden items. 3 out of 8 on the show. All right. This is an old man here in the shed. See that candle furthest to the right? It's actually the switch for a hidden door. Alright, so each of these is a switch, but we're going to go to the furthest right one. And indeed, it opens up a hidden door. Let me go upstairs. Oh, hella. We got a longsword, leather armor, a cure, a dagger, and a leather armor. So let's, items, use, cure, teach to Mike. Let's just sort all these. It's really funny that you can sort items with items first, because like what they mean is like consumables, you know? Let's check all. Hey, there's an antidote in one of these pots. This is another antidote. Square triangle. So we're at 8 out of 8 chests and 3 out of 6 hidden items. Alright, well, let's look around a little bit for hidden items, I guess. Oh, you know what? Maybe there's one around near that girl. Alright. Oh my gosh, no, go, come get out of there. Oh, I'm trying to, there's a little one tile path. No, here, get, oh my gosh, get out of there. No, come on, go the other direction. She keeps walking back into it. Come on, go. Come on. Okay, she's in a spot where if she goes down or right. Nope, but she goes left. She goes back. Down. Okay, yeah. We got in there. Hey, it was a potion. All right. Our video gamer instincts have paid off. What's this guy say? If you want to use an item, just select it from the list when it appears. Why not use a potion on me to try it out? Sure, I'll use a potion on you, man. By gum, that cured my aching back. Thank you, youngsters. Here, take this with my regards. Received echo herbs. The elders await you inside. It seems that Dan sensed what befell you all. He always did have a strong connection with the spirit world. Alright. Oh my gosh, there's a whole bunch of stuff in here. We got a healing spring on the left. And we got a revival spring on the right. Oh, you know what? Let's check these little side paths here for hidden items. I think we have, yeah, we've got two more hidden items somewhere in town. Alright, nothing there. Don says, yes, the spirits told me exactly what befell you. Now go speak with Elder Topapa. I believe he has some words of wisdom for you. Alright, we go in. There's three people in here. Elder Topapa says, oh, it's Topapa, the elder who raised the four orphans. Topapa, we... I know. To think that you four would be chosen by the light. Pete, Skelly, Mike, and Bill, you must understand that such a meeting was no mere chance. The crystal willed you to it. Such is its power. Your souls have been touched by light. You cannot let the strength you've been granted go to waste. You must depart at once and seal away the powers of darkness. Let's talk to this lady here. It's Nina, the motherly figure to the four orphans. Take care on your journey. You know how we worry so. It's Homak, one of the town elders.
In order to understand the power you've been granted by the crystal, you'll need to be true to your heart.
Okay. So we go out of the inner room, go out of the building, and then... looking around for hidden items. Where are you, hidden items? I'm not seeing any. Let's go in the inn. Let's go upstairs at the inn. There's some pot. Hey, there's a pot. There's a bed. Rest. Oh, no. Ow, 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 ow. Okay, so if we touch the torch, we get a little ow, 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 ow thing. Wait, don't tell me. I give out, I can guess your specialties. Hang on. Warrior, monk, white mage, and black mage. How'd I do? That's really fun. How'd you do that, man? All right, let's talk to these children in bed. They say, zzz. All right, well, that's... And then there's a door here? Oh, there's another room. Found a potion. A seasoned traveler always keeps a few antidotes and eye drops on hand. This dancer lady says, oh, I'm a dancer, can't you tell? Want to see me dance? Well, sure, why not? All right, she goes around, she's spinning, she's hopping. Did I mention that she has purple hair, friends? That's right. Okay, we also have a piano. Let's try the piano. How'd you like my routine? Ooh, but we get like a grumpy. Alright, what's this guy say?
A big old boulder is blocking the valley, so I can't get back to Canaan. Nothing left to do but drink away my worries.
Hey, you look like you can play the piano. Give us a tune. Well, I already did, and y'all didn't like it. What can I do for you? So we can buy potions, eye drops, and antidotes. We'll buy 10 eye drops and 10 antidotes. And heck, we'll buy 10 potions? Which leaves us with 420 gold. Of course. Of course it does! Wait, is it new? The wellspring water from the sanctuary can restore the health of those who have received the light of the crystal, even from the brink of death. King Sasune's castle lies to the west. He rules the region surrounded by the Parmeni Mountains, including this village. The south is the town of Kazus, but no one ventures out that far since the great earthquake. Word has it that the route is overrun with monsters. Okay, so we need to get a boulder out of the way? I'm not 100% sure what exactly we're doing. So from Ur, we're gonna go south. Let's see. So there's like a valley, some forest, and some grassland. There's a town near a little desert patch. This is Kazus. Eek! This guy flips out, and then he realizes that we're not a monster, and he comes back. Oh, sorry, I thought you might be ghosts too. While traveling from the west, I came upon this accursed town. I'd stay away from the inn if I were you. It's full of ghosts. There's 0 chests and 5 items in this town. So, well, there's like a mist over the whole town. Let's try the house that isn't a shop. Ooh, there's like a blacksmith table or something. There's a potion in the little urns pile. All right, let's go to the inn. Oh, okay. So there's because it's like a top-down 2D-ish view, right? And so there's a little secret passage you can step through to get behind one of the counters, and then you can get behind the other counter, and then you can get a potion. Oh, that's neat. Because they want you to have 100% get, right? So, like, if you go up to the spot where you would get the item, it shows a grayed out exclamation mark so that you know that you got something there, right? You can talk to a ghost. The djinn have been trapped in the sealed cavern since the great earthquake, but now he's awakened. Sid's the name. I'm from Canaan, but a boulder in Null Valley is blocking my way home. Now I'm stuck here. Figured I'd spend the night at the inn, and then this happened. What's my wife gonna say?
Say, want to take my airship for a spin? It's parked under the desert in the west of town. In return, think you can do something about this here predicament?
You learned where to find Sid's airship. It's in the desert to the west.
I know a friend complained about, what was it, Chained Echoes gives out the airship too quickly. We haven't even done one dungeon, really. Not really. We've done one tutorial dungeon. And we've already got an airship here in Final Fantasy III, so... I mean, unless... Let's see. The townsfolk made a mithril ring for Princess Sarah of Castle Sasune once. If only we could borrow it. All I want is to have my beautiful complexion back. That's the guy about the djinn. Only a mithril ring made here in Kazus can contain the djinn's power. That is why the djinn cursed this town. So we need to... We need to use the airship. Oh, that's the revival. That's the revival spring. We need to use the airship to get a mithril ring from the princess and then bring it back here to de-ghostify these people. Is that the size of it? This djinn's cursed all the villagers into this. Okay, so the magic shop, we can't purchase from the magic shop. I presume we also can't purchase. Yeah. These folks aren't gonna let us buy from their shops. Did we pick up... Oh, we picked up 2 out of 5 items. Alright, well, there's a cave at the back of town. Mithril Mines, Basement 1. We're gonna quick save. Just in case a djinn gets us, I guess. Okay, well, there's nothing in here. There's like a tunnel to a dead end. Yeah, I guess we gotta go to the airship. Let's leave town. Go to the middle of the sand section. Here we are, Sid's airship. 0 items, good. All right, we just grab the controls. Okay, so we can land on grass, but not on forest. We also can't go over mountain ranges with this airship. Means we can't go through the boulder that's blocking us in. Oh, but we can go to a... We can go across the water to a cave. Let's try this castle first. Presumably this is where Princess Sarah has her... This is Castle Sasune?
The djinn's curse turned everyone in the castle into ghosts. I was only spared because I was out on a mission at the time. If we had a mithril ring, we would be able to seal away the djinn again. Kazus is the only place where they can craft such a ring, but with the curse... How can we hope to find a mithril ring now?
Hold on. Dog wants out.
She's a little picky about going in and going out, you know, as all dogs are.
All right, so let's go to Castle Sasune, second floor, third floor, audience chamber. King Sasune.
I'm King Sasune, but as you can see, the djinn's curse has reduced me to this ghostly form. Only by defeating the djinn can this foul curse be lifted.
Where is the djinn?
He dwells in the sealed cave north of this castle, but without a mithril ring, you will be powerless to seal him away.
We heard that Her Highness Princess Sarah has one.
Oh, how could I have forgotten? The people of Kazus once presented Sarah with a mithril ring, but I fear Sarah is nowhere to be found.
Could she have been abducted by the djinn? Oh, my poor Princess Sarah.
Oh, wait, that was the king... Oh, the whole... whatever. So our characters talk to each other.
We can check out the sealed cavern.
Oh, such stalwart warriors. When you reach the sealed cavern, you should know that there is a secret door. The skeleton is the key. Please, you must defeat the djinn and free my people from this wicked curse.
Alright. There's a bunch of treasure chests and stuff, but, like, we're not gonna fiddle with that. I can do that between episodes or something, you know? So get back in the airship.
We'll land on the far side of the lake and go into the cave. Sealed cave B1. Uh-huh. Potion? Oh, we haven't had encounters on for a while. I'm sure that's fine. Cure. So, cursed copper. We have 3 cursed copper enemies and a larva. The cursed copper are literally like a floating collection of copper coins that are like sparkling green and stuff. Oh my gosh. The monk got confused and then blasted the white mage. Oh no! Wow, these people hit hard. Okay, I guess we can't do anything but auto battle because the black mage doesn't actually have any spells or anything. Oh, we barely make it through. Pete's job is increased to level 2. Oh, we gotta turn off encounters and hobble away. Half the party is dead. One of the party members was killed by another party member. Skelly, they hit Skelly with a confusion, and then he just unarmed strike blasted Mike into oblivion. Okay. Back in the town of Ur. We have to do the revival first. It's really silly that the revival spring and the KO'd allies revived. It's really silly that the revival spring and the HP MP spring are different springs. Like, just fix it all, you know? Whatever. Okay, Pete has job level 2 in Warrior. Oh my gosh. Skelly and Mike are level 4, while Pete and Bill are level 8 because of that huge experience pile. Like, when Skelly and Mike are unconscious, their experience, the experience from the monsters gets split only among conscious party members. So Pete and Mike shoot ahead. I mean, in the long run, it's, you know, fine. All right, so we're gonna... Let's just wander around near the front of this cave. Okay, we got the coins dead. There's some larvae, which are like swirling tornado monsters with an eye. Bill's job level has increased. Okay, now we have... Pete and Bill level 9, Skelly and Mike level 7. That's closer to good. Let's do one or two more fights, and then go back and heal. Because your maximum hit points goes up, but your current hit points does not go up when you level up, it seems, in this game. Pop, pop. So we got 2 more cursed coppers. There's 4. And we killed 2. Pop-pa. So now instead of having like 50 hit points, we have like 150 or 111 and stuff. Okay. Oh, you know, maybe we want to go for one more. I guess we'll just fight until we Oh yeah, Mike's down to 15. We don't want Mike to die. Oh no, Mike's a 7. Oh no, Mike's dead. Do we... Oh no. Okay, we gotta go revive Mike again. Okay. Go into the spring. Revival spring. KO'd allies revived. And there's like an inn and stuff, but it's also this HP MP spring that Warriors of Light can use. So like we can avoid the inn fees. Gotta get those gills when you can. Okay. So one of the things that we found in a chest was a cure. So we have an additional cure spell available. I don't... All right, here, I'm gonna... use cure. We'll try giving it to Bill. Magic. Can Bill cast cure? He can't learn cure. Remove cure. Okay, so you can remove the cure spell and put it back in your inventory. Bill can't use cure because he is a black mage. So he's got a bunch of MP, but, you know, only the white mage can use. Alright, let's try this sealed cave again. Alright, we got two mummies. We can deal with this. Perfect. Okay, so we got... there's a stairs down. Just gotta walk over to the stairs down. Yeah, they hit kind of hard. I wish that there was a way to give shields to our poor little white mage. Alright. Levels 9 and 11. Oh no! Oh no! Sealed cave, B2. We got some shadows, which are a palette swap of skeletons. Yeah, Pete with double longswords really puts the hurt on the monsters. 500 gil. Oh, is this the spot? Okay, yeah, there's a skeleton skull on the ground. And it reveals... oh, hey, here's the princess. It reveals secret passage. And we go through and Princess Sarah's here. I am Sarah, Princess of Sasune. Your Highness, what are you doing here? I'm here to save my subjects, but I fear I cannot find a clear path through the monsters. Thankfully, my mithril ring spared me from the djinn's curse. Nevertheless, those caves are dangerous, Your Highness. You should return to the castle. I will not. I'll forge ahead alone if I have to. And then she goes a few steps and we chase her. Your Highness, won't you reconsider? Please, take me with you. You cannot seal away the djinn without my mithril ring. Then I suppose we must. Sarah, join the party. What? I didn't know we could have 5 people in the party. Oh, that's right. If you wish to talk to me, push the L2 button. Don't hesitate to ask me anything. Now let's be off. All right. Sure, we got an L2. What's... I am Sarah, and you are? I'm Pete. A pleasure. Okay, well... so yeah, she's like following behind us, like Dragon Quest. Like every time we take a step, she takes a step, you know? Revenants. White Mage, of course, doesn't do much physical attack. The Revenants are like zombie-type creatures. I can see the djinn on the map, but we have some treasure chests. There's an Antarctic Wind. Cursed coppers and larva. Okay, we can handle some cursed coppers at this point, sure. Bop, bop. What I like about 2-weapon fighting in this one versus in the other one is that it's just, like, you still just do one weapon animation. In Final Fantasy 2, if you have 2 weapons, then you have to look at 2 weapon animations. And I like a speedy battle. Would I like it if, like, they deleted the battles entirely and just made your numbers go up in the background as you walked around the dungeon? Well, that might be too far. Then again, maybe it wouldn't. Maybe it wouldn't be too far.
All right, so we get through the end of the cave, and the djinn is here. He's got purple pants and a little tiny, like, rat ponytail.
It's the djinn!
Stand back. I will use my ring to banish the djinn.
She uses the ring, but nothing happened.
Wahaha, you think that silly trinket will stop me now? I've joined forces with the darkness, and together we're unstoppable.
The djinn attacked.
Alright, so she backs up, and we go out. Alright, well, okay, so, Pete, go for the attack. Skelly, go for the attack. Mike, you have poison on cure. I guess just kind of cure the whole party. That's probably fine. Bill doesn't have any black magic yet, so we're just gonna have Bill double dagger. Oh, he can get four hits with his daggers. That's pretty good. Oh. Okay. So we're going to cure just on Pete, because Pete, this djinn does a big hit when he does a hit. Okay, yeah. One focus cure spell is about as much as one djinn hit. But if we spread it out, then, like, it's like 25% to everyone, you know? And then you barely notice that you did anything at all! Attack. He keeps hitting Mike, and then Mike keeps curing himself. Which is, fine, I guess. Poor Mike, he's really... It's just, never have I seen a particular character beaten on so much in early Final Fantasy, or ever in Final Fantasy. Skelly's job level's to 4, Bill's job level to 5. Now, Sarah, while the djinn is weakened, use your ring! And she steps up. Sarah raised the ring up high. Oh, he's getting covered in holy sparkles. His animation slowing down. Oh, he's consumed in white fire. The djinn dispersed like mist. The ring's power sealed him deep within the cavern once again. Thank you so much. I would never have been able to seal away the djinn without your help. All that remains is to cast this ring into the wellspring in Castle Sasune, and the djinn's curse will be lifted. For now, I'll use the ring's power to warp us back to the castle.
Wait! No! Our airship is on the far side of the lake!
Alright, we're down in the basement of the castle. Princess Sarah threw the ring into the wellspring. Toss. Ooh, there's a little tossing animation. There, now the djinn's curse should be broken. We wouldn't be here without you all, thank you. I suppose we must part ways. I have a duty to my father and my people, after all. Would that I could travel with you, but I'd only be in your way.
Sarah.
Come back when you finish your journey. I'll be waiting for you, for as long as it takes.
What? We talked to her for 5 minutes? And she's like, oh, I'll be waiting for you forever.
What sappy dialogue.
We swear to return.
Sarah left the party. Okay, so we go up the stairs. Oh, okay, it takes us to the king's room. We talk to the king, who's now visible. Everyone's visible.
Thank you, brave warriors. You have sealed away the djinn and saved my precious Sarah. I owe you a debt of gratitude. Take this. I trust it will aid in your quest.
Received a canoe from the king. They were really big on canoes back in the day. What happened to the... That's where Final Fantasy's downfall happened. No more canoes. No more good video game. It's not a real Final Fantasy without a canoe. That's how we know Final Fantasy X and beyond are all fake. Along with 9... and 8 and 7 and 6 and 5 and 4. They're all fake. No canoe. Okay. So I guess we go to the other ghost town. Kazul, right? Kazus. Wow, we have a lot of... Oh, hey, okay, so we step in, and then this dude with a
Wow, okay, so Cid has like a... He's got like a brown wizard hat that's like down so you can't see his eyes. You can just see a big nose sticking out like he's a gnome or something. And he's got a huge bushy white beard.
Well done, I knew you could pull it off. Bet you're glad you had my airship, huh? I'm just happy it was used for a good cause. Mind if I ask you a favor? Can you get me back to the Mrs. in Canaan, please? She's been waiting a mighty long time.
Cid joined the party. All right, Cid, you're in the party now. Let's check. I've got a message from someone on the NoCat Discord. Let's check on this live on air. Oh no, they're not talking about Final Fantasy. They're talking about not Final Fantasy stuff, so we'll save that for elsewhere. So this wizard says, what can I do for you? Fire, blizzard, sleep. We'll just buy it all. And then we will go to our items. Use fire on Bill. Use blizzard on Bill. Use sleep on Bill. And then... Is this the cure? No, that's the... There's a KO spring here, but there's not... I guess we have to sleep at the inn to get our hit points back. What can I do for you? So we can buy potions, antidotes, and eye drops, none of which are really necessary right now. We want to talk... Oh my gosh. All these NPCs getting in my way. I want to use the bed. Do I just go into the back area? I can just press A on the bed or press X on the bed. The party is well rested, HP and MP restored. Alright, we don't even get charged for inns in this place. What is this, communism? Alright. Okay. Nope, not in the magic shop. This music is certainly a little bit much. I'm gonna turn the music down a little more. Now that we've got this boisterous band going on. With their brass instruments. What can I do for you? Okay, so we can get mithril knives, mithril swords. Oh yeah, we want 2 mithril swords, buddy. We want 2 mithril rods. I guess we want 4 mithril rods. So the knife gives attack 14, accuracy 85. The rod gives attack 12, accuracy 60. So it's less physically dangerous. But it also gives intellect plus 1, which I think makes all of our spells better. So we'll get 4 rods, and then dual-wield mithril rods on the White Mage and on Pete. Alright. Let's see, status. Bill. Intellect 18, intellect 12 on the White Mage, Skelly intellect 9, Pete intellect 10. So yeah, white magic uses spirit, probably, because there's intellect and spirit in their separate stats. So probably only black magic is benefiting from this intellect boost, but it's fine. The white mage can dual wield mithril staff, mithril thingies anyway. Yeah, because white magic cannot use... Alright, we'll get a mithril shield, a mithril helm, mithril armor... 2 mithril bracers, 1 for each mage, and a mithril gloves for Pete. So, Pete, optimal. Mithril everything. Skelly, still can't use much. Put some mithril bracers on our 2 mages. Alright. Is that enough for now? Oh my gosh, this is a 54-minute episode. All right, we're gonna call it here. I guess, and oh my gosh. Oh no! I have Mike automatically shooting cure spells. Because that was his, like, when I auto fight, it does their last action, you know? And that was his last action during the boss battle. Let's do one more encounter. Attack, 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 and attack. There we go. And then we can just grind a bit. I can look for the treasures. I will do various things off record, and then notably Sid just follows us around even on the world map. So we have to get through this whatchamacallit? Boulder, I guess it is. Like the cave-in on the valley that's preventing us from getting to the other town. So I'll look into how to do that. L2, talk to ally. Sid's the name. Maybe you've heard of me. I'm an expert airship craftsman. I'll have you know. Cool. But, ooh, yeah, listen to this. Let me turn this up. This music is like, this is like a slow jams version of something that you'd have in like a Xenoblade Chronicles, you know? This is like a Xenoblade Chronicles at night theme, like where the tunes slow down. This is very good. I love it. All right. Save before I get too wrapped up in anything else. Save complete. All right. Bye, everyone.